White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Good evening! 6 minutes past nine, live from the biggest city in this fine nation, celebrating its birthday, or about to, although it would appear from the tomfoolery that's going on the streets out there, some people have started the party early, and why not, indeed? Good vibes out there. Pride was a success. I'd like to hear from you, actually, if you went to Pride, because I didn't go. I wanted to, but I was moving house today. It's a really boring way to spend the day. Stressful, annoying, hot, sweaty, really quite boring. So I won't bore you with it. But unfortunately, I didn't get to Pride. So if you went, let me know how it went. You can phone this show. It's interactive and it's quite good fun. 416 872 1010. It's not a big sales pitch there. Let's beef that up. You can phone this show. It's interactive and it's hysterical fun. 8255. Star Talk 8255, of course. And then, of course, you can text, which is far easier than any of that business. 71010. You can also tweet and Facebook. I don't know what you want to do. You can hang outside with a banner if you like. All the cool kids are doing it. Facebook Vinny White, V-I-N-N-E-Y, slightly dyslexic, white, like the colour. And same with Twitter. Right, that takes so long, that's like 10% of the show done, just to tell you how to talk about the show. What is going on here, young lady? Do you mind?
What?
You're sitting here looking as beautiful as ever, but you...
Oh, thanks.
As if this is the most boring thing in the world.
I was just looking at Twitter.
Yes, you're on your phone.
I'm on my I'm catching up on my tweets, of course, at Paychen.
Sorry, who shows this?
At Paychen, paychen.com.
Is it some more radio advice for you?
No, I'm just looking at, people are very nice about promoting the fact that they were on the show as a guest, and I appreciate that. I always like feedback. A lovely woman named Dee wrote me a nice email last week, so it's always nice. You know, because when you're in here by yourself, you don't get as, sometimes you just don't know who's listening and who's paying attention. Might be just, you know, on in the background. So it's nice when someone actually says, hey, I related to that story about your dad or your mom, my Mama Chen stories.
It can be a void, a vacuum, a vacuous, lonely soul place.
It is a little bit. You know, being in a studio by yourself can be...
It's weird, isn't it? Because you always think of it as social, because technically we're talking to thousands of people right now. But because it's a bit one way and ego driven, you tend to think, oh.
But that was like when I started in television, we had a robotic camera. So I didn't even have an actual cameraman and I was in a studio and it's the same thing. The feeling is that you are talking to a lot of people, but there's no one there. You're by yourself.
That's even weirder, a robotic camera. Is there someone controlling it?
Yes, in another room.
Why don't they just have a man there? I suppose it saves money, does it?
It probably does save money, yeah. It probably does in some way. Or maybe they last longer, I'm not sure, but... everything's robotic these days.
When I worked in music radio many years ago in Ottawa, I decided to go back to the UK. And one day I tuned into my own show to see who was filling in for me. And they put a monkey on.
A real one?
They put on the sound effects of a monkey where I would normally talk. I think it was trying to annoy me and it was extremely successful. So I didn't even get my job replaced by a monkey. I got it replaced by monkey sound effects.
They were like, I suppose your boss thought like, well, we should find someone like Vinny.
Yeah.
Who appeals to the
cheeky,
same sort of audience
hairy,
as Vinny.
Cheeky, hairy, loud.
With the same level of intelligence as Vinny, so that when he comes back, it doesn't look like your replacement made you look bad. They made you look good when you came back because you came back and you could speak. And the monkey couldn't.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a radio show. My name is Vinny White. I am from London. I've been living here for 7 years. I always do this because it just saves all the questions. I've been working here on News Talk 1010 for about 6 months. It's great. It's fun. And we talk about all kinds of things. I'm on till 10 o'clock. And I'd like to open the show by talking about something that happened to me the other day. And Pei, if you don't mind, I'm going to keep you in the studio because I'd like your feedback on this. Is that all right?
Well, now I can't say no.
You can, but it would be terribly awkward and
it would be really
somewhat
weird.
Unprofessional. But you can leave a monkey here and just bugger off if you like.
Can we just have monkey sound effects?
All right. So I went out on Thursday night and I want you to be really honest and critical with me.
Okay, I will.
I have a terrible habit of sounding, I think it's the accent or I don't know, but sounding like a smug, uptight.
Had you been drinking yet?
Wait for the story.
Okay.
I'm in a bar. It's called Gusto. It's on sort of King Street area, downtown Toronto. I'm flouncing around with a pair of groovy shoes on, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to talk to some people. I'm there with some friends.
Oh, wait.
Stop using your phone. Trying to have a conversation with you. It's like sitting with a 15-year-old girl. I'm confiscating it and I'm putting it over there. If you're going to sit here on this radio show.
I thought you were listening.
If you're tweeting.
I'm multitasking.
No, you're not. I can see the blankness in
your
eyes.
You said you were on Gusto and you're wearing fancy shoes. The thing is, I knew exactly which shoes you were wearing.
Shut your face. Put your phone down. Pull your socks up. Honestly, you've let me down. You've let the whole class down. You make me sick. Right. If you wouldn't mind, I don't know, what are you going to do next? Pull out Donkey Kong? Just look at me! Interactive radio!
I'm waiting for your story so that I can interject.
I'm in Gusto. I've had a couple of beers, yeah, and I'm talking to some people. I'm there with some friends and it's going well. There's a girl there in amongst some girls that we sort of know. You know when you sort of know people and you're like, oh, she's going to do the sort of handshakey, do I kiss them? Oh no, it's not Europe. Oh, I nearly did. That was awkward. And then you have to do the handshake thing. And then you, oh, okay, and have a little chat. And it's ever so slightly awkward, but then you find yourself in the full thrusts of a reasonably interesting conversation. This girl was 32. Mm-hmm. I think she represented her friends around her in the fact that she was fairly attractive and what seemed to be at first a fairly normal and interesting person. Perhaps she is a normal and interesting person. But what surprised me is this. We got onto the subject of the sexiest dead person there is. So I'll ask you first, who's the sexiest dead person in the world?
Oh, I'm not prepared for this. All I can think of is like, oh, no, I don't know. Why James Dean came to mind,
it's
I have no
choice.
Idea. Because I wasn't even, he was not part of my childhood. I don't really know him as someone who was popular when I was a kid. But
no, he is. He's Hubba Hubba Ding Dong, isn't he? He's gorgeous.
He's a good looking guy.
Steve McQueen would have been a good option as well, wouldn't he? Not your cup of tea?
Maybe not so much.
John Wayne?
Yeah, maybe.
Winston Churchill?
No, not
figured
so much.
Not. Okay, just going to do something obscure. So,
Abe Lincoln, Michael Jackson.
She said, because I didn't define the sex and it was open, she said Brittany Murphy. Now, Brittany Murphy is the blonde girl on 8 Mile.
Yeah, the actress.
Exactly. And she's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So well done. And unfortunately, she's dead, but it fit the category. So I said, very good. Well, good choice. I would. If the situation wasn't thus.
Mm-hmm.
And so it went. And she asked me, who's mine? And even though it was my question, I hadn't really thought it through. And the first one that came to mind was Charles Darwin. Good beard on Charles Darwin. Good beard. Good sideburns. Good face. Good structure.
Okay.
A noble nose.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
distinguished.
Indeed. And extraordinarily well read, which is always, for me at least, something that's quite attractive. Now, I'm not a homosexual, but if the question was, if you're a homosexual and you had to dig someone up and, oh no, not like that, but if they were still alive, then Charles Darwin.
Okay.
Right?
That would be your choice? Or was that just, okay, sure, you had a chance to change
it. I admit it was somewhat left field.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go for I might go for Marilyn Monroe, but for conversation, Charles Darwin. Sexy.
Yeah.
She said, and this is where I was frankly, astonishingly shocked. She said, and I'm not joking, this is a quote from a sober 32-year-old blonde girl.
Oh, I feel like I know what's coming.
I don't know what he's done, but then I think if I heard it on the radio in my car, I'd recognise it.
Oh, boy.
Now, my question to you, Pei, is what do you think of that?
Well, you know what? I don't think you can judge her for that.
You don't
because
think...
She thought,
yeah, stop,
no,
stop,
but
stop,
she
stop,
may-
stop. You don't think that I'm permitted to judge someone for not knowing who Charles Darwin is. Is that what you're saying?
I think if you had given her a moment to think about it, she may have said, like, oh, wait a minute. He's not in a band. He's not a former Backstreet Boy. Huh. But I think you're in the middle of this, like, back and forth. You're putting each other on the spot, which is what you
true,
did, right?
True, and it is
and
a bizarre question. And maybe she wasn't
question.
Thinking. Well, and she... it was a bizarre choice as well, my choice. And maybe she was thinking she picked a celebrity, so I would obviously
pick a celebrity.
She probably
thought you... Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't ask what movie he'd been in.
All right, well, let me tell you what she said next, Pay, and then let me ask you what you think of this. All right? She said, who is he? And I said, he's a scientist. He was quite important. He wrote many books. One of them depicted the newfound thought process behind the theory of evolution. And I said it in that slightly smug and condescending way, which probably made her want to kill me. But she said this. Oh, I believe in evolution. Like, when you're in a relationship, it's really different at the end than it is from the beginning.
No.
And I think everything evolves.
Oh, no. Well, no, you can judge her now.
Thanks, because I did. I judged her at the beginning, and that just pushed me over the edge.
I thought maybe she could have redeemed herself after that point. Because sometimes you need your memory jogged. Do you ever have those like brain fart moments when someone says a name or says something to you and you're like, I know this, but why can't I think of it? I thought perhaps that had happened.
Absolutely.
Because you aren't close and she might have been trying to, you know, put her best foot forward and
Absolutely.
Gotten a little nervous and her brain may have stopped working for a bit, but apparently it hasn't worked since 1998.
Somebody asked me in... the UK the other day, they read about the crack pipe incident and they said, what's the name of your mayor? And I said, Harrison Ford. So I'm not immune to being stupid. And anyone that listens to this show will know that I'm quite often that way.
Sometimes that happens. You say the wrong thing or
yes.
you associate.
But she stuck with it, Pay.
She
stuck
with it.
With
but
it.
She believes in evolution because relationships are different at the end than they are at the beginning. Which is a really deep thought.
Yeah, and one that was totally irrelevant to the original point. So I walked off because I thought I'm wasting my time. I've got far better things to do, like look at a piece of fluff in the corner of the room or smash this glass over my head repeatedly or throw myself through this window or perhaps attach myself to a taxi and parade myself through the street shouting, I give up on the world. Many of those thoughts went through my head. I decided instead to just get a pint of beer and talk to someone a bit cleverer.
You're so rational.
But it got me thinking, as is often the quote that I wedge somewhere inside a talk radio show. It got me thinking, what are the biggest turnoffs? So, I put on Facebook,
yeah.
What's your biggest turnoff?
But you're talking about dating. You're not, like...
Well,
it needs some context, because there could be many things that turn you off. But if you're talking, are you talking about relations with the opposite sex or with the same sex? A romantic relationship.
Yes. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll read the exact question that I put on Facebook because it was somewhat more generic than that, I think. It's just loading up on this computer, which I believe was invented in 1942.
It was the first computer ever built.
And was serviced in 1943. And since then, none of the valves that it runs on have been replaced.
I could probably read it off my phone.
You could if I hadn't confiscated it, because you are a naughty young lady. And if I were Mike Bullard, I'd make some reference about popping you over my knee. But luckily...
Oh, my goodness.
Luckily, I'm far more classy. Isn't that right, Mike? All right. So here's the status taken from the world's most slowest computer. This doesn't even work.
No, it doesn't. Why don't you just let me read it off my phone?
Because are you my Facebook friend?
Yeah.
All right. Go look it up.
So you want me to find your status on Facebook?
So annoying. Right, I've got it. It's loaded.
Oh, all right.
I pressed refresh 2.5 hours ago, and it's refreshed.
I'm just surprised you can't remember it, but okay.
Okay, I wanted to make it sure that it was very clear. Last night in a bar in Toronto, I met a girl who didn't know who Charles Darwin was. It was the biggest turnoff I've ever had. It's true. Mm-hmm. I stand by that. It inspired tonight's radio show, and I would like to ask you, what is the biggest turnoff for you? So it's quite generic. I suppose on a date, I don't know. Maybe just in general. Here's some feedback from people.
Okay.
Natasha says, people being full of... I don't know if this is, it might be an attack on me, actually. People being full of themselves and being rude.
Oh, that was about you.
Probably. Fake tans, says Joseph.
Fake tans.
Yeah. They're pretty cheesy, aren't they? Bad breath did very well. Matt says, anyone that likes Bon Jovi.
Or Nickelback. I feel like that's an ongoing joke. I'm not on it. I was holding it. It's comforting.
I think you're addicted to technology.
I am a little bit. I sleep with it. I'm kidding. I don't.
I think you do. I sleep with mine. Are we talking about phones?
What are we talking about here? We weren't clear.
Are we pets or...
Small forest animals?
Yeah. Cylindrical shaped objects. Whatever.
What is your turn off if you are, let's say someone says to you, I know a great woman that I want to set you up with. She's funny, she's nice, and she blank. And that's the thing that turns you off.
Doesn't think for herself.
Okay.
Mm. It's really weird because, in all honesty, this is a fairly new requirement of mine. In my 20s, I couldn't care less if they were unintellectual. It was actually easier if they weren't.
It probably was.
Who cares? Oh, she's dumb as a stump.
Mm. Great.
Does that matter?
Great. I don't have to talk to her.
I know. She'll be cheap date. I can be home and nestling into her ear and whispering sweet nothings.
That she won't understand.
She won't understand a word of it.
No, it's just the tone. It's like when you speak to babies, it's about the tone you use. It's not about the words because they don't understand.
That's what I used to do.
So when you use a soft and gentle tone, no matter what you're saying to her, she'll like it.
Hello, you're very attractive. Would you like this drink and then to come home to mine? Isn't that nice? Yes, it is.
I don't want to buy you dinner. I just want to take you home.
Yeah, but
I've met many guys like you.
I'm attempting to be less shallow in my more recent years.
And okay, that's
whether
good.
Whether it's not actually, I'd say that, it's not really intentional. I just don't like people that haven't got intellect. So it's a new requirement, which is annoying because the older you get, it would be easier if you had less requirements, wouldn't it?
You know, I think that as you get older, perhaps it would be easier if you lowered your standards.
Yeah.
But seeing as you are adding to your list of requirements, you're making things a bit more challenging. But I think as you get older, you are more sure of what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah, that's
in your
so
early
true.
20s, yeah. It's, you know, you're really open.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you haven't, you know, dated or gone out
that's
with
so
people
true.
Of mm. of different types. And until you do, and until you have that experience behind you, can you say, you know what, I know for sure that I don't get along with this type of person, but I discovered I really am attracted to a guy or a girl who is this.
Yeah, I agree entirely.
So I think you 20s, focus more as you're older, in general.
In your 20s, a woman could turn up with, like, spray cans under her arm and say, I've just done some graffiti. And I punched a woman in the face on the way here and stole a handbag. And you'd be like, I'm pretty sure I don't want to be with her, but I've never really met anyone like her.
And
so
she
I'll
has
give
boobs.
It a go. And she's got knockers.
Yep.
Happy days.
What more could you want in your 20s?
You can't see behind the shirt potatoes when you're 20. But now I'm thinking, you know, straight away. And you're right. It's so interesting now, isn't it? Because if you go on a date now, you're like, right, I hate you. 10 minutes in, I hate you. Oh, you talk about yourself all the time. You stink.
Well, and I think we just have shorter attention spans. We like things in
140.
What? Like quick bites of information. Everything should be short. So we make up our minds very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I was telling you about my girlfriend who's, you know, back on the dating scene after a 9-year relationship. Mm. So she's going out on a lot of first dates right now, and most of them are a disaster.
Were you about to say we like things in 140 characters?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a Twitter reference, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yep, it was a Twitter reference.
I went out with a girl with multiple personalities, and she couldn't get a Twitter account because she had too many characters. So, happy Canada Day, guys. That's as good as it gets.
I was going to ask you which personality you like best.
Some more feedback from these people that have kindly opted to share what is a massive turnoff to them. A lack of compassion and respect for animals, says Martina.
And I would agree with that.
Pure and utter laziness.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Corey says closed-mindedness. Mark says definitely ignorance. I get on a big... Mark says, I definitely go on a big rubbery one when they start talking about spiritual stuff and religion.
Yeah. I'm not very religious. I respect people's religion, but I don't need a whole conversation about it.
Well, if they're going to turn up and fire into that, then you can safely say that it might be a problem for a long-term relationship for you, I would imagine.
You know what I've discovered now as I'm older is I really pay attention to how much someone listens. Because I think so much of dating is you're going out and you're talking because you're trying to get to know each other. And you're also trying to put your best self forward. So there's a lot of talking going on back and forth because whatever the girl is saying to you, you're judging or you're assessing.
Mm.
But the big thing is how well someone listens and remembers what you say. Because, you know, I've...
Have you ever found yourself, though, just repeating the last line that someone says and thinking, that'll do? Is that just me?
What do you mean the last line that they...
You know when someone's telling a story, right? So it's like, I went out the other day and I was walking along and I saw a green car. Green car. And I checked into a hotel in Montreal. Yes. Montreal.
Yeah.
You ever caught yourself doing that?
Yes. I once went out on a date with a guy, this was in my 20s, who prefaced everything with, this is so funny. So Vinny just spit out some water.
Sorry, that's my
so
pet
everything,
hate.
It just that drove
so
me nuts.
Annoying.
So it was our first coffee date. And it's never funny.
Never
so
is.
What you've done is you've set it up for extreme disappointment. So everything he said was, okay, oh, wait, okay. And you know what else bugs me? Someone who starts to laugh first because their thought is so funny to them before they verbalize it.
And then
it.
There's the double whammy where they say,
you're
going to love this.
You won't believe this. This is so funny.
Oh, the other day I went out and I fell over. What do you think of that? Oh no, couldn't believe it.
And it's so hard to fake laughter then.
Well, don't. Actually, there's a good tip actually. If you want to fake laughter, don't actually make the noise. Just put your head back. It doesn't make very good radio, but like this.
Almost looks like you are choking and gasping for air.
At that point, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's all an act just so you can hurry the bloody bill up and get out of there anyway.
Silent laughter. I love it.
We've got to go to a break. We're going to take some of your texts, if you could, please. 71010, what's a big turn-off for you? And also, actually, can I ask you two questions? What's a big turn-off for you? Who's the most sexy dead person in the world? And is there anyone that thinks I'm being too harsh and it's perfectly acceptable for a 32-year-old person to not know who Charles Darwin is? And the answer to that, by the way, is no, it's not acceptable. That's my opinion. 416-872-1010, star talk 8255, text 71010, all that stuff. Thanks for popping by.
You're welcome. My pleasure. It was nice to be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're tuned in to The Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Nice to hear from you on the text. Vinny, Pride was fantastic. You should have been there. I'm really pleased to hear it. Absolutely fantastic. Next year I'll be there with bells on, quite literally. On my knipples. 416-872-1010. We're talking about biggest turn-offs, inspired by my meeting someone the other day who's 32 and didn't know who Charles Darwin was. I'm getting quite a lot of flack for this, and perhaps I deserve it. You're pompous. So what if she didn't know who Charles Darwin is? I think it's quite important to know who Charles Darwin is. I think it's quite relevant in, I don't know, the way the entire world works. Some people are taking the other line. How could you get to 32 and not know who Charles Darwin was? Where's she from? I don't know where she's from. I don't know. I know she's Canadian and she grew up in Toronto, but I don't know which part. I don't know what school she went to. I don't know. It just worries me that this might be the case for... I mean, she's obviously not the only one. Maybe loads of people don't know. Maybe I should just deal with it. Be more forgiving and less judgmental and stop being a pompous git. Or maybe I should be perplexed at the lack of education in Canada. Don't know. You tell me. 416-872-1010. I'm willing to be beaten up, pushed around. You can do what you want with me, baby cakes. Text 71010. Let's start with Stuart. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good, yeah.
I appreciate the British accent. Been around the world, and I totally agree. The education system of... Well, they don't want to learn. They think they're entitled to everything.
Mm.
But I've asked, like, kids today, friends of mine, their children, who are 16, 18, 20, didn't know who the Beatles were.
Really?
Didn't know who the Rolling Stones were. Didn't know who, but they listened to all their Rihanna, their rap music, their every type of music, but didn't know who the...
You know children that are 20, which aren't children, by the way, that don't know who the Beatles are.
Yes, and their parents listen. And their parents listen to them.
Oh,
and I sit there and I sat there. Now I'm an academic myself, and I know who you should learn that. They don't know who Mark Twain is. They don't know who Shakespeare were.
Oh, come
on! You cannot be that stupid.
There's no way.
In life.
Have you tested them? Did you say, "Do you know who Shakespeare is?" And they said, "I don't know."
Yeah, well, I can quote almost anything from Shakespeare because I go see his plays. plays constantly around the world. But these children, I mean, they're not children anymore. They've gone through high school, and what do we teach in high school?
I want to be a bit clear about this, though, because there's one thing not knowing and picking up quotes from particular plays from Shakespeare and pinning them to Shakespeare.
Yeah, and not know.
I'm pretty sure they know who Shakespeare is, don't they?
Well, you should hear. And this is not... I've seen this throughout America. I travel a lot. And in the States, it's just... It's rude. And rude comes from rough, from the Latin. And it's just rude how uneducated American people are. But America loves to keep their children that way because the money falls into 1%. Their education system is so bad. And in the last 20 years, and many of my friends are high school teachers and professors, we have diminished ours so badly that the people that run this are board of educators, Ontario government. They love making their $250,000 salaries.
Yeah.
But the curriculum has gone down and down and down to... It's so far down, you cannot get any lower. You do not go and do an O-level in England. You'll get an educated child. Try to get one that even can read and write now when they get out of university. And last comment, my sister teaches PhD students in the medical field.
Yeah.
And when they hand in papers, they write almost in text messaging. They're illiterate. They're illiterate. They're writing a paper.
Stuart, you're painting a very
in text
bleak...
messaging.
Stuart, stop talking. Stuart, stop talking. It's Talk Radio 2. I'm going to hang up on you if you keep talking over me. I was going to try and communicate with him, but bless him. He may be educated, but he also is slightly obsessed with his own voice. I was going to communicate with him that perhaps this is just us being somewhat pompous, isn't it? I mean, some of the characters, I don't know if it really academically helps anyone to know who the Rolling Stones are and the Beatles, does it? I think not knowing who Charles Darwin is far more significant on account of the fact that he came up with a theory of, certainly publicised the theory of evolution. And that depicts pretty much everything we are and everything where we come from and everything where we ever will be. Whereas the Rolling Stones, yeah, great. Great records. But I think we can live without that. Anyway, I'd like your thoughts. It's gone terribly serious. Let me do a little ditty. Hey there, baby, it's the Canada Day weekend. 71010. 8255 on the star thingy, Bobby. And 416-872-1010 on the phone. I bet that was clear. Let's do that again. Phone, 416-872-1010. I've been asking you a number of questions. One of the ones, because it is such a highbrow academic show, is who's the sexiest dead person? And coming in at number one over and over again is Marilyn Monroe. How predictable. Although, let's be honest, pretty hot. Schmalkin'. And then, of course, we have the other question that's going out is it wrong to not know who Charles Darwin is? And what's really remarkable is apparently I seem to be in the minority. A lot of people have said they don't know who he is because he's probably not on Facebook. Yeah, maybe that's the only way you can get to the younger generation. I don't know anymore. Hello there. What are your thoughts?
Hi, is this Winnie?
Yes, it is.
Winnie Hassan here. How are you?
Nice to hear from you. Your turn-offs or your most sexy dead person, please?
Yeah, I'll get to three things. First of all, the...
Three? Mate, it's a one-hour-long show.
Eva Perón is the one person dead that I admire.
Okay.
And second is your Facebook update and the topic for tonight. You shouldn't blame the girl. U.S.-Canada is ranked lowest on the IQ level, so you can expect this from the women here. And lastly, my turn off for...
Hang on. Just try and be a bit clearer on what you're saying. Lowest on the IQ level in the world? What does that mean?
In the world, rated number 25, as per the website statisticbrain.com.
25, the 20... Well, which country are we talking about, U.S. or Canada?
U.S. is 25.
So the U.S. is the 25th most academically intelligent country? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
What are you saying? Because you're not being very clear.
Okay, let me rephrase it. United States is number 19 on the bottom, lowest IQ level.
Right.
Canada is number 25.
Mm.
Okay. And the number top country is Hong Kong is number one with respect to highest IQ.
I say.
So if a president of U.S. Doesn't know where Iraq is, okay, if you go to Vancouver and ask a person where Europe is and it thinks it's the state of United States, that's pretty shameful. We should not generalize, but that's a normal. We don't blame the curriculum here. Your previous caller was kind of hitting on the note here. It's the education system, which is not up to the par with European level or any other country in the world.
Thanks, Hassan. Appreciate your call. Okay, well, we'll continue to ask you your thoughts on this. It's somewhat worrying that the amount of people that have texted me saying that it's perfectly acceptable to not know who Charles Darwin is, and then the amount of people that have texted me saying, I really love him, is he a good rapper? But I hope it's humour, but it's on that knife edge of not knowing and making me somewhat nervous. And, of course, we want your feedback. Hello, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Ursula.
Oh, hello.
Hi. I have a little bit of sympathy for the girl that you met the other night.
The 32-year-old girl that didn't know who Charles Darwin was?
Well, you know, you see, I know who he is because I was
have
taught
a brain?
About him
yeah.
in school, and I had to read a book called Inherit the Wind, and we had to watch the movie, we had to do book reports, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. But when I spoke to him about the whole concept that we were learning about in science and in English because of the book and the movie, some friends of the family that had changed the Pentecostal religion didn't know anything about it because they weren't allowed to learn about it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm pretty confident I'm right, it's regardless of what faith school you go to, evolution has to be on the syllabus as part of federal law science.
No, it's not. It wasn't under, I mean, maybe now, but when in the 80s, it wasn't. The 80s and 90s, it was
Which would explain her. Maybe you've hit the nail on the head. Maybe that's why. So,
I mean, if she was Pentecostal, she wouldn't be at a bar drinking with you.
Unless she's fallen out of the religion but went to that religious school.
Yeah, well, it was definitely a big part of the grade 9 science.
So in the 80s, without question, it wasn't on the syllabus. You could get away with not teaching evolution.
It was not allowed. It's not allowed to be regarded as a part of how we understand, that Christian group understands the world.
So no, then. Okay, well, that's despicable, in my opinion. Let's move on. Heather, your thoughts, please.
Hi.
Yeah.
Is this Heather?
Is this Heather? Yeah, I think it's Heather. I'm Heather, you're Vinny, right?
You're right.
I mean, I'm happy. It's that kind of time of year, really, when pride happens. It doesn't matter. We're all just bits of carbon knocking around on a planet. We can do what we like. I think penises and vaginas are overrated. Yes, Heather, you are Heather and I am Vinny.
Yes, I'm calling from Hamilton. I love your show. How are you?
All right, it's lovely to speak to you. We've had quite a string of serious calls. I don't know if you're going to be another one, are you?
No,
not there's anything wrong with that. I mean, we can do serious, but nonetheless.
No, my call isn't serious. No, it's not. I'm just going to tell you who I think that the people that are dead that I thought were sexy in their times.
Okay, sexiest dead people.
I'm a lot older than you as well. So, John Wayne, Elvis Presley, and Lauren Bacall.
Oh, okay. Good choices. Yeah. Okay. Elvis, towards his later years, when he got a bit fat, was he still sexy then?
Well, no, but I knew it was from the drugs.
Okay.
No, but I thought when like, I'm 57 years old, so and I'm a single mother, and his movies, I just thought he was so cute. I just thought he was so handsome. But that's me.
Thanks a lot, Heather. You're lovely.
You're welcome.
If I ever get the chance, I will dress up in an Elvis suit and come around to your place.
No, I don't like that. No, I don't think any of those guys can do that. They look awful. No, I don't like that.
So it's the real deal or nothing?
No, I liked him when he was with Anne Margaret in Viva Las Vegas.
Really?
Oh, right. I think Anne Margaret is gorgeous.
Thanks a lot. Wow, the reaction to that. No, don't dress as him! I want the real thing! I can't be doing with the phonies. Text messages. When's my pizza available? Hilarious. Definitely not getting old. That's, by the way, if you've just tuned in, that's the joke because I sound like the guy off the pizza ad. It was a rainy day, that guy. Not me. Wish it was. Could use the money. Must be well read. A lack of intelligence and any conversation is mind numbing. And since we're on the subject, it's despicable that that woman didn't know who Charles Darwin was, says 765. I want your opinion on this, and I'm getting a lot, as I said earlier, I'm getting a lot of people saying that it's perfectly acceptable to not know who Charles Darwin is. Which worries me even more than the original comment! Adam Ajax, hello there. Could you turn your radio down a bit? I don't want to listen to myself that loudly.
Hi, yeah. So I know the exact moment when the dumbing down started.
Tell me.
When Thatcher, Reagan, and Mulroney decided not to introduce the metric system.
Ah, that would be it. Yeah, that was the moment when everyone said it's too complicated for them. They won't be able to take it. Let's just give up.
That's right. And at that moment, everything about science got attacked.
Mm.
And you know, I mean, if one of the interesting parts is that in the Ghostbuster movie, the enemy is the EPA.
The Environmental Protection Agency.
Yes, that was considered the, you know, the enemy.
Yeah.
The beginning of the great attack on all government agencies.
I see.
During the Reagan era. Anyways.
There was also that big bloke that was made out of marshmallows. Why is everyone talking over me today? Every time I talk, they talk over me. If you keep doing that, I'm going to hang up on you. Annoying me. Love you. Bye. All right, get rid of him. Yeah, there was also the big fella that was made out of marshmallows. Correct me if I'm wrong. The sexiest dead person is Karen Carpenter. Someone just said on text. Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. Right, when we come back, we're going to pursue this. And can someone please say that it's... Can someone just join me in thinking it's despicable to not know who Charles Darwin is? Why am I the only person that thinks that's absolutely incredible that a 32-year-old didn't know that? Why is everyone being so soft on it? Can someone please get on my side on this? I feel alone and in need of a jolly good cuddle. And it's not just because it's pride. Also, I want to we're actually not going to do a misconnection, but we're going to do a Gumtree advert, which is absolutely fantastic. All that coming up pretty soon, right here. News Talk 1010. We're nice, we are.
This is the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
All right, nice to be back. 10 minutes to 10, long weekend here in Tirana, and it's been absolutely fantastic today seeing the Pride celebrations go off. Summer's upon us, and people are feeling pretty good. And about 50% of our listeners are drunk already, many of them sitting by a lake. And why shouldn't you? Good for you. Some feedback coming in regarding this woman that I met the other day. I really don't mean to make her feel bad about herself, and I hope that she hasn't, if she's listening, hasn't taken offence. My feeling is she doesn't listen to talk radio. I'm talking about the girl that I met in a bar on Friday night, 32, blonde. Not that that's relevant. Very nice. Charming. Well-mannered. Never heard of Charles Darwin in her life. Absolutely no idea. Thought he was a modern pop singer. And I was shocked. But in the more digging I do, the less shocked I should be, apparently. Dan says, dude, I met a woman at... Dude? Am I a dude? Rock dude. Dan says, dude, I met a woman at Tim's when Tiger Woods was doing his naughty business. Although that's not how Dan put it, but I think we know what he means. When he was doing lots of, you know... And I asked her what she thought about the Tiger Woods thing. She said she didn't travel that much and had never been to Tiger Woods. Yeah, fair enough. Laszlo says, Vinny, I told my mum about this just a moment ago, and she was actually not that bothered. Go figure. We're an educated and well-read family, yet she did not have any high expectations from people in bars. Remember that people have no idea what's going on half the time. Something like one in three people of this country don't know the Prime Minister. Is that true? If it is, then that might even be worse. Maybe I've just got too high expectations. I mean, I don't know anything about sport. I've seemed to get by on life without it. I don't know. I couldn't tell you one member of pretty much any team. And that includes British soccer as well, contrary to popular belief. I really don't know anything about sport. So maybe if I don't know anything about that, she doesn't know anything about Charles Darwin, we'll all just get on. It'll be all right. Or it's outrageous because it's the theory of evolution. He wrote a book, The Origin of the Species. Everything we stand for, everything we are. It's because of evolution. It's the way the foundation of the world works, and the fact she doesn't know the pioneer of this, the scientist that changed the face of the planet that we live on, is disgusting. Maybe it's that. I don't know. 416-872-1010. I'm in for Jim Richards this week, by the way, and if you like these rants, then there's going to be plenty more of them as the week goes by. He's off taking some time off, so join me every day this week, apart from tomorrow, because it's... Hangover day. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday from 1 till 4, we'll be doing all kinds of things. And I might if I have the courage, bring this subject back up when our audience is somewhat bigger and slightly more sober. Elizabeth says, I can't believe she was 32. Tracy says she's just an airhead. Kim says, bars are definitely not the place to meet anyone that's a genius. Don't have to, I'm not saying that I want to meet a genius. Just want to meet someone I can have a reasonable conversation with. Diane says, this all seems rather ironic. Yes, I see what you mean. Yes. Yes, because we're continuing to evolve quite well without any education. Perhaps you went to the wrong bar, says Tatiana. Maybe you ended up in Jersey Shore. Alex says, if only she had told you she was an American school teacher, that story would have been perfect. Yeah. Somebody said, and I want to check these stats, and I'm really worried that they're true, only 47% of US citizens believe. Sorry, 53% of US citizens believe in evolution, meaning, of course, 47 don't. A little worrying. Tony said, could she have been homeschooled by religious fanatics and recently got herself out of that and then found herself in a bar? Yeah, could have been. I don't know. Should have asked her a few more questions, really. All right, I think we'll leave this here. On the slightly lighter topic of, which, by the way, is where all this all came from, the lighter topic of who's the sexiest dead person ever, my choice, Charles Darwin, there's quite a few there's quite a few responses to that as well. Apparently Marilyn Monroe is just taking everything. Number one for the lads has to be James Dean. Well done there. But some are very bizarre indeed. Maggie Thatcher. Really? 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 The other question was, what's the biggest turn-off for you? All of these connected to this poor woman that I'm managing to use as a radio show. Pure and utter laziness, says Martina. Ignorance, yeah, well, we've sort of been through that. Passivity or cowardness? Ear hair. Body odour? Lack of acceptance of understanding and general bigotry. Anyone that wears black shoes and white socks? Yeah, I mean, that's a criminal offence, isn't it? And if it isn't, then it absolutely should be. Okay, we've got 4 minutes left on the show. Usually I do a misconnection at this point, but I'm not going to do it this week because I'm going to do an advert that was posted on Gumtree. Now, Gumtree is like Kijiji, and this is from my hometown of Brighton. And someone sent it to me, and I thought it was radio-worthy. So we'll finish with this. This taken from the Gumtree UK, a Kijiji for the UK, and it's in the housing section. And we shall begin. No, you don't need music. You can do it if you want. Nah, drop it, drop it. It's not sexy. It's not a sexy thing. And that always makes me feel sexy. Usually I take my clothes off. Okay, here we go. Hello, I'm a lodger looking for a house. I've had a long and interesting life, and I've now chosen Brighton in the south of England as a location for my retirement. Among the many things that I've done in my life is to spend 3 years alone on St. Lawrence Island. These were perhaps the most intense and fascinating years of my life, and I was kept in companionship with a walrus whom I named Gregory. Never have I had such a fulfilling relationship with anyone, human or otherwise, and upon leaving the island I was heartbroken for months. I now find myself in a large house overlooking Queen's Park, central Brighton, and I'm keen to get a lodger. This is a position I'm prepared to offer for free, no rent payable, on the fulfilment of some conditions. The fulfilment of these conditions is as follows. I have, over the last few months, been constructing a realistic walrus costume, which should fit most people of average proportions and allow for full and easy movement in the character. To take on the position of my lodger, you must be prepared to wear the walrus suit for approximately 2 hours each day. In practice, this is not always 2 hours. I just imagine it's approximately 2 hours. Depends on your workload. I am flexible. Whilst in the walrus costume, you must be the walrus. There's no speaking and absolutely no human voice. Any communication must entail making utterances in the voice of a walrus. You may wish to practice this. I believe they air recordings available on the web. You could do some research there. The voice is the most natural thing I've ever heard. Please mimic the walrus correctly. Other duties will involve catching and eating fish and crabs, and I will occasionally throw these to you when you are being the walrus. With the exception of this, you'll be free to do whatever you choose, and you will have a spacious double room, complete run of the house, with the exception of my bedroom and my workshop, and the use of all the facilities within. I'm a considerate person to share a house with, and look forward to sharing a house with you, dressed as a walrus. Also, I do play the accordion. So if you fancy moving to my hometown of Brighton, and I don't know, if you fancy doing what almost definitely some sexual acts dressed as a walrus, there's your free innings. Off you go. Oh, dear. It's been very good to have you here today. I'm sorry if I didn't get to your calls. And also, I've just found out that there was a slight problem with the phone. So all those people that I was saying, aren't they rude talking over me? It might actually have been the phone. So if I hung up on you and was a bit like an 80s shock jock, then sorry. It's not really me. I didn't realise there was a problem with the phone. It's all terribly embarrassing. I'll be in for Jim Richards throughout the week. It's been an absolute blast to be here. I'll see you next time right here at News Talk 1010. Take care.